I talk about it freely because you can't be out here trying to do things for real and trying to hide nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I agree.
Acting so, like you're not who you were.
I agree. I'm owning all that. Whatever I had to deal with, I dealt with it. And I'm not saying everything was right or it was fair, but whatever it was, that's what it was. You know
let me ask you then a real question. That moment when you walked out of that
the class,
that basketball practice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again. It is the Know It Alls podcast. Joined now by Witted Media, Mr. Seth Murdy Witted, Tyrell Jackson, and I am the J-O-B, Seth Jobe.
Hey, Joe.
And today we have a very special guest. We have a coach, mentor, and a great friend, and now
legend.
A business owner of a bar, CC's Catch 22, Carlos Cleckley.
Yes, go. Sir.
What up, Carlos?
What's up, my guy?
Yeah. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. We got to do a drink or something to it.
Right. Absolutely.
Cheers to that.
Guys, man. Love y'all.
Definitely.
You know it. It's always been that.
And I want to start off by not glossing over the fact that this is, to my knowledge, the Beaver Falls bar that's owned, black owned.
Mm.
Are we clear about
that? That's real. That's real. Has there been any other?
There was one when I was coming up. Remember Carps? You talking on 26th Street?
Dang, you're old.
Oh, man.
You
are that was, old.
That's old. Dad don't used to be around. Big Justin.
I thought you were talking about the back of Nero's.
No, man. I never heard of Carps. You said 26th Street.
Yeah, so it was A+, like directly across the street from A+, where them storage units is.
So, like, what was the reason for you to, obviously, money, you know what I'm saying? It's a good business, you know, venture. But what was the reason for you to want to get in a bar here?
Well, at this point in time, you know, being a little older, I wasn't even on that, for real. Like, back when I was younger, we used to do little parties and all that.
Yeah.
I knew a lot of people, big family. You know how we used to do
some
in the
say
boom,
too big.
Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. Do boom, all
that.
Boom.
So I tried it one time messing with that Mickey's back when y'all was playing ball,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work out. You know, things be on us, but I was over it really. You know what I mean? I had just got back, but like things go, my man, he when it's your man, like you and Wiz and you and Witted, he was like, man, I'm on something. Like, what is it? He's like, come talk to him. He throw it at me. I'm like, nah, I ain't messing with it. He's okay. Like, man, stop playing. You've been wanting to do this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right. So we just go through the way me and him do. He's like, all right, let me check into it. Da-da-da-da. I got a line on something. Said, look, all right, get back to me. We got back together and just kind of went. And, yeah. You know, when it's your guy, and he's like, your guy's your favorite. You know, he's like your... He's your biggest fan. So mm-hmm. he's like, you always wanted to do this. We got an opportunity, man. Whatever I need to do, I got you. Let's go. I'm doing it.
Yeah, because I think we all saw this bar like become available, and I was like, that's an opportunity. Like somebody. Yeah.
Man, I've heard so many people say, yo, I want to get that.
How many times have I called you about this bar?
Right.
Yeah.
I think I've heard y'all talking about it.
Yeah, talking about it. Like, yo, man, this could be an opportunity to actually like make some money.
Yeah, somebody actually stepped on the pedal.
I heard Cam and Trey talking about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Mo hit us by it. Like so many people, but y'all executed on it.
Man, like always.
Well, I heard the ticket was all right.
I mean,
it was coming with the bar and the license,
right? I mean,
the license is the biggest thing.
It's a lot of red tape in between it, the way it was purchased, and then with my situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a whole situation with the liquor control board and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But God is good, and it just the whole transition with him knowing who he knew and who it was that got it.
Yeah.
He just moved like that, and he just was like, do what he do, like we always done since we was little.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got it. We just moved good together. He know what he need to do, and then he know once he get to a point, I'm going to hand it off to my man.
He's basically his own little business owner himself. Like, he's been moving, like, for a while, you know what I'm saying? He makes things shake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, like, what's the vision of the bar? Like,
I mean,
did you come into it just...
I mean, you got a canvas, you got to put some paint on it. So
yeah.
It was just like, this is what it is. This is our opportunity. And we just looked at it like, this is what we're working with. What can we do with it? And then now we're just at the point where you get to a point where let's get it open, and then you let your creative knowledge take over and
get your.
So you
want to
do that? You want to do that after you open?
Well, what's that?
It's already put together.
Me, I'd be worried about doing that. I'd always would want to do it before, like right. You know, have a certain kind of vision before, and then
I do. We do have a vision, but me, at least me and him together, I'll say, and I know me. I guess it's that oldest kid thing, man. Like, and y'all know me from coaching y'all. I'm gonna jump out there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna see what's hitting, and I'm gonna try to take what I know I got to offer. I know me. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm gonna bring. So I just need to get to a point where I can go. All right, I got that from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it ain't about nothing. It's just another hustle. It's another way. But the thing that it does mean to me is, like, you know, I'm a community person always. Mm-hmm. I love my guys, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be that type of atmosphere. So it's just an opportunity to bring that, you know what I mean, in a positive way, but still being social and having a good time, you know what I mean? And with owning a bar, you know, it comes problems, but I always like to think that we gonna keep
good company. Yeah, be good company, yeah, right? Because the bar is gonna sell itself, and like you said, then once you open, then you gonna see how it moves. Right. You're like, okay, I gotta avoid these people.
And it's right down the street from me. I'm gonna ride my bike.
That's what I'm saying,
here,
like,
bro.
I'm right there.
Yeah, everybody's already here. He's gotta come.
I'm right
upstairs.
Upstairs.
Right, it's an easy trip.
Yeah,
you know, murder ain't allowed out.
But I'm just ever. I'm just vibing off the situation. Like it's a black owned bar in Beaver Falls. Not even black owned, because you know, one thing about Falls, man, we don't really be on that. Like, we mess
yeah.
with, if you,
everybody
we mess
goes
with
everywhere.
Guys, man.
Right.
Y'all's classes was the same way. Like, black, white, it didn't matter. Y'all was all in the same boat. We all together. And if you wasn't, then you outcasted yourself, because this ain't that type of situation. Like, we do black, white, whatever. You know what I mean? We don't look at that type of deal. But it's nice to be in the same sense, have our own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And, I'm still going to support them other spots. I like going to them spots. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, yeah. It's not to get there, but what I'm saying is that's just it's the eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going to be like, well, they did it. Why can't we? Because everybody just always has that step back, like, oh, it ain't going to work, or we ain't going to be able to, we don't know the right people.
Right.
Now they can come directly to you because you've already been able to touch people, you know what I'm saying? Just been able to reach out.
And I hope it is something like that, whether it's a bar or whatever your dreams are, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like you was talking about, take with the appliances, man. Like, I remember when I was coaching y'all midgets, we was selling cars. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hoopties. But we was trying to make it shake, trying to figure it out. So now, 20 years later, 25 years later, we still trying to make something shake. And I'm always an open book. You can come to me and ask me about anything. Do I know everything? No. But I'm going to give you my personal insight, the goods and the bads. And then I'm going to tell you, look, I'm here. If you need me, I'm going to show up. You know what I mean?
I think you having like a certain kind of rapport in the hood. Mm-hmm. Is going to make this bar successful. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's going to come up here knowing, like, this is
they ain't going to be on no
your spot. This is, you've always respected everybody. Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to give you the same respect back. And I think that's how it always usually works out.
Right.
It's going to make somebody think twice before, like, yo, before I throw this punch, before we rumble, you know what? This is low.
Absolutely.
It's going to show
it will. It will.
You know
it does.
Saying?
It does change a lot.
As soon as this place opens up, I'm throwing a pistol in the middle of the floor and walking out. I'm out of here.
Immediately.
One bullet.
And I think it'll keep the bar alive. But on the concept of vision, we got Ty Jack here. Ty's great with bringing people together. Ty, what's your advice for, like, what do you see?
Like the soft opening, like, what can he do?
A soft opening?
Not even a soft opening.
Or whatever he's putting together, like, whenever he gets ready to go.
Just a vision. If this
how could he hit the ground running?
If this was a creative meeting of, what is the vision of this bar? Like, you got P-Dub Sports Bar, Renico Sports Bar. You got, you know what I'm saying?
I think tapping in and being close to the people.
Right, you right
always,
here.
Always. Being close to the people, being able to be touched. Is a huge thing when it comes to making people feel at home. You know what I mean? So every single time when I have an event or anything like that, I want to text people and call people personally so they feel like they have a little bit of something when it comes to any event that I'm having.
Right, that's the place I like.
I want to be there because he wants me there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I think, like, you being in touch with the people, making sure you reach out to everybody else, you're going to have to get on social media.
No, just bar.
I know
bar,
you hate. I know
just,
you.
Just the bar.
Or just a bar, a page for the bar. Like, I think that's a huge thing to make sure
people know
it's being put out there, because, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, selling food or making sure, hey, we're having need a karaoke night or anything like that, if it's on social media, a lot of people can see it. If not, if you're just putting a sign outside, I think it makes it kind of hard for people to, you know, tap in and see it.
So we was talking about this earlier. Like, I ain't never been no social media person, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I the lanes I was in, it just never was my thing. And plus, what you're talking about, I try to directly contact people, you know
yeah,
what I'm
it's
saying?
Huge.
Like, people send out these group texts, 10 people on it. If it's about me, I'm gonna hit your personal line and be like, yo, appreciate you, da-da-da-da.
Right, right.
And that comes with there's a lot that comes with that and a lot of time, but I think I try to be that person anyway. But mm-hmm. I feel like I got a great team of waitresses and managers and stuff that are younger and more in touch and more in tune to that that will get on social media.
That's huge.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. They can literally let them run the page.
Lightweight getting Ty Jack behind a bar, man. I did 50 pushes before I came here.
I'll put on
a medium shirt and go crazy. That's real.
I got to push back and challenge you on that, because a lot of businesses do that, especially family run businesses.
Yeah.
They think that their younger family members, run the social media, and they never do.
Right.
I suggest you pay somebody specifically a little extra.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, this is your job to figure out.
So we on that.
How to make sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, my thing is, and, you know, I think that the people that we have addressed as our staff and who we want to be our staff, it's not for you know, I look at everything through coaching eyes, man. Y'all know that. My analogies, everything, that's my life. That's what I know. That's what I relate to. And when I was coaching y'all, I used to tell y'all about different things. And that stuff relates to life. So what you're saying is correct. Like, I don't even want nobody in here working that I don't feel like is in touch with the type of time that me and Tate are on. I mean, I want it to be the black cheers. As far as when you come here, I want you to feel comfortable, man. If you had a bad day, I want you to feel like you can go over here and release it and refocus and be ready to go the next day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether I got to sit here and talk to you, Or people around me, I know I bring good people around, whether it's my family, my friends, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so there's going to be somebody there that can relate to you and, you know, sympathize with you and be able to be like, we still good, man. We good for tomorrow. Let's get back at it. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I want to pay everybody well. You know what I mean? I don't know if we're going to have a ton of people working, but I want them to be like, look, man, I'm going to go that extra mile. You know what I mean? Just like in coaching, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get grimy with you. I'm gonna come out here and run with you. I'm gonna push you around.
Nah,
see, the thing is though, with employees, you can't make them do up downs.
Right.
Like,
but you can't take them down the locker room and put your hands on them.
You can't do that. Like,
come in here with a whistle.
But if I go back there and get that grease to cracking though, you know what I mean? I'm gonna here cleaning these ribs and doing all that, then you're gonna be like, okay, plus you know what the whooping stick is for that, them dollars.
Yeah.
You know
true.
What I'm saying? So if you saying, look, let's cut through the chase and we're gonna give you a good wage, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to make sure this is right. You just want to go that extra mile, but, you know, you want to take care of your people anyway. If you're going to have something, have it, make sure that.
So you're going to have a kitchen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Who's cooking? What's the menu looking like?
I mean, the menu going to be light first. It's a bar. You know what I mean? We got to get off and running. You don't want to – I don't believe you want to jump into something too fast. You want to kind of build your momentum. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you need much.
No, you don't.
Just some fried appetizers.
Few pieces.
When we go out and drink, we ain't looking for nothing crazy. Right.
Wings, fries.
Yeah. But, you know, I want to add a couple things, and I want my waitresses and my managers, Brooklyn and – asking them to bring some things to the table and
keep them white women at home.
You know what I'm saying?
And I said it.
Wow. Keep them white women at home. Come on, man. We about to bar you
already.
You already know what I'm talking about.
List, everybody
if I come in here and I hear, yes, sis, I'm out.
Everybody with a mic got a white baby mom.
Yeah, wrong, what's wrong. Up?
True. We all got white baby moms.
Because y'all some suckers.
Come on, bro.
I said what I said. Y'all scared of the inside track.
It was there for the taking. I mean, I can't.
Hey, you know what would be fire? Hearing both of y'all talk, if this was like kind of like a Beer Falls Museum,
I was going to
like
just...
Like an Oscar Jackson.
So, no, I saw you painted it. You painted it outside orange, right?
A Joy Jeter on the wall.
You painted it outside orange.
I was trying to save some of that.
That's fire.
Let's go with it now.
Hell yeah.
So... It's been on my heart heavy, Like
to put me on a wall, bro. Good luck.
You already know. You was on one.
What is it? For termites?
I'm gonna, hey, no, for I'm termites? Gonna bring up that junior high.
Yeah, come on,
tournament.
Man. No, yeah, exactly. Man. Exactly. Right.
You know, if the longevity don't extend to high school, bring it don't the, count. It don't count.
Man, James,
I'll write number 44 on the wall and keep it pushing.
You and Rajon Campbell.
Y'all don't know who it is.
You and Rajon Campbell don't make the wall, bro. If y'all make the wall, I make the wall for kickoff.
You don't make the goddamn wall, Murd.
If y'all make the
you
wall,
ain't do
I make
shit.
The
you,
wall.
You've never done shit. Bro, what?
He was the only rapper on the team, man.
Oh, yeah, you did rap. You did rap.
You got to open up that jukebox and put his songs on there.
I was the reason we ruined the locker room.
Because he was kicking that beat.
No, you wasn't.
Man. He was kicking the bass.
I brought the vibe.
And he started being a melodic. He was in the back like,
I kicked the lights off.
That was BJ.
BJ seen that exit sign. He said, that's the devil.
Because it was red. I was like, come on, guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, them was a good time.
Nah, but my vision always was that, like, a Beaver Falls bar, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hometown.
But even though it's not that, even like the name, the Catch 22, man, like, life is a catch 22. You know what I'm saying? Like the things you go through on a daily basis, but that 22 run deep, at least in my family, you know what I mean? My uncle worked first, my Uncle Sean, he's in the building, you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's my guy. He started that 22 and I was playing quarterback, but there was no way I was not wearing number 22. That's who I grew up looking up to. He out there like Polamalu early. You know what
right,
I'm
right.
Saying? So it just kind of went that way. We all wore it. And then when we was looking for a name, it was like, man, it just came out so smoothly, Catch 22.
That's hard. Joe ain't even get it.
You know what I mean? Like,
first off, I got it immediately.
You know what I'm saying?
Catch 22. Who was the worst Cleckley to wear 22?
He just graduated.
Hey, yo, chill out, man. No,
most of them.
He's about to answer.
Most of them.
Nah, hey, yo, listen.
I know two and a Gooseby. That's it.
You always know when someone's wearing 22, it's a Cleckley in Beaver Falls.
Right.
Always, forever.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But, man, like, what you're saying is absolutely the truth, man. So, the Catch 22 thing, you know, Tate, that's my guy, 2-6, you know what I'm saying? NBA threes, bringing that state championship home, coming off the bench. So, me and him been running like that since we was in termites, though. He was a dog in football early, you know what I mean? But he didn't grow, so he went to basketball. So, when I think about Catch 22 and, like, the high school Cleckley's wearing it and all that, I think about the guys that was my guys, you know what I'm saying? So you had, rest in peace to two of them, you know what I'm saying? And they was my dogs. Like, Saturday morning practice, we was always standing at my aunt's house, you know what I'm saying, up there at the bottom of Stephen Hill, you know what I mean? It was me, Craig, Glove, my cousin Wardell, I mean, and Tabes. Like, we just had a whole little crew. But that was the spot. I mean, they had a bar. They had a fully start bar. I didn't even drink back then, smoke nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my guys. I was on the barrage, you know what I'm saying? I was
right, right.
Where I was at with it. But when I think about the Catch 22, I think about Can't Catch 33. That's Creed. That was my guy. You know what I mean? Fast and dude. I knew, you know what I'm saying? And then Glove, always, forever 32. Mm-hmm. So
R.P. Glove.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, When I thought about it, and I wasn't even going to reveal it, I was just going to bring them in. But I'm definitely putting their jerseys on the wall side by side. You know what I'm saying? Then you think about the Joy Jeters and even Lance. Like,
right. The
coach, one of my favorite pitchers in my life, man, outside of someone with my family and my daughter, is hugging Jack and Lance when we won that state championship, man. I mean, like,
yeah.
That was big, I mean, man. Like, they helped start my coaching career and just took it to the highest point. As far as high school coaching can go, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got nothing but love for them dudes, man. I love them dudes, just like I love all my guys. But
yeah, yeah.
So I definitely want, there's just stuff, Oscar Jackson. Like, the history means a lot to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Beaver Falls got a deep history.
And then it's the history of, like, the years of coaching, man. Like, sometimes I'll pick up some of them pictures. Like, I can go in the boxes. It'd be crazy looking at Ty with that head, man, when he was
boy,
in
the hey, but look at my head now. It's not even that crazy.
No,
it was the same size.
The shoulders yeah, compared to the head right. Now, it's totally different.
Right. No, I dig it,
I didn't have the shoulders back in the day.
Right. Now, yeah,
it made it look definitely. Different.
But just, man, I want to put a – I just wanted to be that type of place, man. I want y'all to come and be like, man, T Jack 44, man, put it on the wall. It's good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's the type of spot I want to create. And my best thing, man, I remember being young, man, watching the black and white, watching Cheers. Like, this is wild, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
But it was all Caucasian. people I really couldn't relate to.
Yeah, but I don't even know what Cheers is.
City.
Y'all know what Cheers is?
Yeah, I know what Cheers is.
What's Cheers?
It was a sitcom back in the '80s and nineties.
Late '80s, early '90s. Yeah.
For
go
like
where everybody
bar.
Knows your name.
Yeah, it was a bar place. Atmosphere, right. And then people
in
would
Boston.
Go there.
It was
yeah.
in Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could literally like that's something that like you put like the car cruise picture from now, and then a car cruise picture from like 1973 or whatever they started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
So that's what I mean. If you come to my house, you know, when I had the little boom boom, I always wanted to try to do something for you.
The boom boom room smacked when we was kids.
Boom boom.
Smack. Literally.
I still got video footage.
I'm like, Los, you can get in trouble. We all kids in this mug. We out here.
You know, I had to.
He'd be like, don't y'all do nothing.
But you know, as a. You gotta let you. I knew y'all. We used to sit down and talk. I remember
like,
some stories y'all used to tell me. I'd be like, these guys here, man. But you see where we at right now. Like,
right.
We talk about this all the time.
All the time.
I mean? Like, y'all remind me of my group, you know what I'm saying? But y'all was a little bit wiser to some things, and we was just feeling our way through, you know what I mean? Like, we had good role models back in the day, but things just was different. But all of y'all do good, man. Like, y'all ain't no suckers, y'all ain't no squares, but y'all handle y'all's business, man. When y'all invite me to the weddings and stuff, man, it'd be because I ain't even married yet, man. I'm trying to get there, but I know that I did something right because y'all take care of y'all's kids, y'all take care of y'all's women. You know what I'm saying? And it's that stuff hit home, man. Yeah,
you gonna get married when you choose them over us. You always choosing us over them.
True.
That's why yesterday he was like, yo, I'm gonna be there. Nah, bruh. Go out for your birthday.
Right.
I'm like, bro, you almost came.
Right.
I'm like, no, Los, you gotta make a change. It's all good.
Too,
we still love you.
Man, but it's hard, man. But I got one. She been riding. You know what I'm saying?
She been riding.
We ain't even been together. But I know. You know.
That's luck. Yeah, that's what's up.
Like, that's my best friend. Like, she throwed in a mug, man. And she used to sit. I can remember her when I was with her, sitting there watching. Man, motherfucking Tarver, man. Running the wrong way and stuff. On, I'm watching.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm breaking down midget VHSs. Man, just rewinding. She's sitting there like. She knew Tarver's name because he would be the one. I'm always like, what is he doing? Just hitting the rewind. You know what I mean? Like, man, I done had a daughter. All that stuff done been down. She ain't never fold. You know what I mean? And it ain't even, it's just.
So it's was that commissary?
Nah.
It's so crazy, like, to see where we are in our relationship now, like, in where you are, like, we were just talking about, like, everybody has grown with you. You were our coach our entire lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, you moved. I don't even know why you even moved up with us and kept moving up with us.
Yeah, it never ended.
We had no, always there. We had no real dogs in our grade. We just had a bunch of small kids with a lot of heart.
We had
a tight-knit group.
Tight-knit group.
And he stuck with us in basketball and football always. I'm just like, this man really cares about us.
Well, I think it just like.
Actually, I didn't think he cared about us. I just felt like he wanted to punish us all the goddamn time. That's all he did. I'm talking about. We'll get to that. But it was just like, it's so crazy that we went from literally you being our coach to mentor to.
He let you grow. He grows with you.
To
he's
literally
like,
someone that we can all
more.
Call a brother. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even look at you like. No more like a mentor anymore because I mean you still give me knowledge all the time,
but it's more like
you gave me the jewels and it's now we just rap and we talk about life.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, man. Y'all give me great insight too. Even back then y'all did. Y'all didn't know it because I was the coach and y'all was the player. But man, just sitting there and y'all just being real, man, like talking about whatever y'all had on y'all's mind. Y'all know y'all could let it fly with me and it was good.
Always.
And now once we got between them lines, I was a jerk.
But
just for the good of competition, for the good of making you a man, because life is competition.
And then we didn't even realize Los was not even really like an old head.
Yeah, he was in his 20s.
We
should have fought him.
Like he was
got
in his 20s.
Chance now.
Back then,
you ain't getting no wins.
Back then.
I'm in the Elks boxing. I'm in there sparring every night. Back then, I mean, I'm live action. Now I'm just like, man, you got it. I don't want no problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just, man, it's just God is good in that way, man. Like I really, you said like why was I moving up with y'all? I never understood it, you know what I'm saying? And when they talk, I'd have had girls be like, man, I can't deal with you. You love them. I do, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where you'd rather be. I'm like, maybe at the time, man, that's where I would have rather been. But I wasn't even on that, man. I just love my hood. I loved y'all because y'all was me, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all in y'all's class is kind of that them few years right there. That's what we was. We didn't have no big men when we won the state championship.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? We was always dogs. They kicked us out of the Beaver County League when we played football when we was little. We used to bomb on people so much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sent us up there and put us in a whole nother bracket. You know what I mean? When we got to high school, we played double A the whole time till it was our time to shine. But we was dogging everybody. So they put us in triple A. Now we ain't got the number count. We got linemen, but we only got three. They got 10. But we still was beastly. But if we had to play in double A, and it, you know, I got nothing but love for Quick. They knew they couldn't mess with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, two Chuck Fisher, them dogs, way better athletes than us. But our class and our group, we biting on everybody. It didn't matter if you had
16. You talking about specifically your class back in the day?
I'm going to say my group because it wasn't just my class. It was like my the class under me as well, like 94, 95, with Ian Quincy in them. We was always the same. We was always together. Even the white, like I said, Bull Butcher, DJ Miller, like we had some, man, them dudes was, they still, like them dudes, if I call them dudes, they gonna show up, you know what I'm saying, off the rip. And that's just what Beaver Falls is about. But I seen my uncle's classes be the same way, you know what I'm saying? So that's what Beaver Falls is, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're,
no, but here's the hold thing on. Though. Go ahead.
So you're like the most hungriest, competitive person I've ever met in my life.
Ever.
Like ever. To drive me to be insane when it comes to competing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always, and I always feel like I can win at everything, you know what I'm saying? From things that my pops, you, there's a few people, few male figures that I've had in my life that put that in me, and you're one of them. What drove you to be so competitive? Was it your height?
I mean, it wasn't no, that.
No, but real. What was it?
Man, my neck was kind of like that. It was like, they say I look like Brown back in the day. Like
I don't even know who Brown is. Oh, my brother.
So look, you know, that was my dog. We used to work, my dude. So
shout out to AB.
They was like, me and him used to play one-on-one every day after practice. That was my guy. And then, like, one day, like, I'd be like, Brown, you too little. One time, man, he's like, I seen your picture up there, man. You wasn't no bigger than me. And then somebody one day like, man, I see you in that high school picture. You like AB. You like Brown. I'm like, right. What? I'm like, hey. Me, I thought I was Diesel back then. I'm like, but it wasn't, what it was is, man.
Was it
like,
your family?
Yeah, that's why I was about to, like, my mom got 15 brothers and sisters, man, like. God, I was getting dropped on my head early, like, and they made me that way. Like, my cousin Dink and Jerry and Monty and all them, my Uncle Sean and all of them. Like, we used to, man, I was like four. They'd be like, man, you lining up in the backfield. You know what I'm saying? These dudes like 8, 9 years older than me, big. But I cry, man. I'd be like, I want to fight them. I used to pull knives on them and stuff. Yeah, I was wild with it, man. Like,
some shit don't change.
So, yeah. Yeah, but my mom is like, she's hungry in life, man. Like, she's such a good person, but she was always fast and never took no way. I seen her do dudes dirty early. Like, dudes be out there, we be in the project, somebody say something to me, she out there with the Louisville Slugger on them. I mean, like, real talk, police coming tight. She getting hand because she's not playing. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
Like, it's real up here. So, just that. Then, you know, she just be so sweet, but at the same time, man, I might throw 5 touchdowns. And she'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, did good, huh, Mom? She'd be like, yeah, you did all right. You know what I mean? She'd be like, but what about them 2 incompletions?
Yeah.
Holding you
like,
accountable.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right. Always, man. But she's throw like that now, man. She just, that's my dog, man. That's my everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't play no games about that, man. Like, one of the realest moments in my life is like when I got in trouble, man. And it was what it was, man. To watch her coming here sharp like she was going to church, man. That was one of the real, that's the realest scenario and vision in my life ever, man. She came in here like a straight G.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I know it hurt. And it, cause it hurt me, you know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing changed, man. She came and it's like, he out on bond, whatever, man. And it just was like, you know, it hurt. But she's such a dog, man. I get in the car, and she just turned around, man. And I know it was killing her. She just looked at me and turned around. I was like, so how are you going to do some time?
Oof.
Like, I just got out of practice.
Yeah.
Yanked up. Looked at her. Well, I don't even know how to answer this. I'm like, what you mean? She's like, and my mom don't, she's like, you heard what the father said, how you going to do some time? I'm like, I'm going to do my time. You know what I'm saying? She like, all right. Just peeled off, man. Like, one thing, like, we never, because when we was young, she ain't play that tattletale stuff, man. She had no patience for it, man. And I remember times getting in fights, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll probably be in the paper tomorrow about this. So the first person I call, I'll be lit. I'm young, at the Elks fighting, whatever. First person I call in the morning, mom, you going to hear about this, man. Had to jump on somebody last night, da-da-da-da. She be like, all right. Especially if it's about family, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just, that's just how my family is, man. But they're all like that. My uncles, and it's not just fighting or nothing. It's like, man, they do stuff. They give you a card. Like, oh, your car broke down? Just here, take that. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, nah, that's you.
It's real tight knit.
Yeah, like, no coils, man. Like,
is that how you became such a community guy? Because you're that guy that people reach out to when they need something, whether they got the budget or not.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
I don't even know. I mean, I just always try to be present, man. Just like try to.
What made you like that without having any kids? You were so young.
Y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But you was around everybody.
Y'all, you know what
like
I'm
you was like, always around.
I didn't have no kids, but like I said, she had a big family. My grandma was the only child. Her mom was the only child. So it was just like, it was easy, man. I just felt like having so many uncles and cousins to, you know, go talk to. Like when I tell y'all, like, hit me up, man. You need to talk, whatever.
Yeah.
I used to pick a piece of, I listened to them. I did, man. You know what I mean? But I take a piece. Like, everything they say I didn't roll with, but I might look at my uncle and be like, damn, I need that. Boom, I put it on my chest. Go talk to my cousin. Oh, I like that.
Mm.
That's what made me me. I mean, I took a piece of all of them and just built me, you know, along with my mom and my experiences and my dad and, you know, the things I've been through and just put it all together. And that's what that was me. You know what I mean? And just like, I always been a leader, man. My mom just didn't. And there was no reason not to be. I had good role models. I had good people around me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I never had to follow nobody, man. Like, some people go to places and nothing against the fraternities or nothing like that. But, they'd be like, man, you going to pledge? I was like, man, I ain't pledging nothing.
Lockhaven on the side of a hill?
Yeah, man.
Did you have anywhere to go?
I used to have to fight about that. I'd be like, I'm not pledging nothing, man. I'm Cleckley, man. That's it.
I'm
nothing
good.
Else. I'm good. Like, anything y'all can give me, I've been getting that from day one.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt, not being arrogant.
That's why I never wanted to get in a fraternity or nothing like that, because I'm just like, I don't need to pay for nobody's friendship. I got that at home.
Yeah. I think there's more to it than that.
I do. I do now. I do now.
Older,
I right. Now it's, that I'm older. But when at the time, yeah, there's no way in the world.
The details now, just let's go get us off track. You know,
right.
Just something like that.
But so, that just was where I was at.
To bring that back, like, this is the first time I'm ever realizing we've never talked about Los's Pops. I feel like you've always been sort of a pops to me.
Okay.
Because like you said, you took pieces from uncle, boom, boom, boom. I've took pieces from coaches, uncles.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like you did that to replace that void of, you know, the father that wasn't there, just trying to figure it out as a man?
Are we assuming?
Yeah, because my dad.
I'm assuming.
Like, y'all never knew him. You might know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my dad was. For me, it wasn't that void. Like, I had all those uncles and stuff, but my dad was there.
Okay.
Like, my dad took me. My dad used to pick me up. Like, I used to watch my guys, man, like, in Pleasant View, and they used to go through it, man. Like, I ain't have to go through all that. Like, we lived in the projects, man. I'm telling you now, you can go in there and eat off the floor. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was, I've been to people, I'll be like, I go to people, they have a big house. Man, I'd be like, I'm cool at the crib. Like, it was like that. You know what I'm saying? My dad and mom always made sure they'd do without. You know what I'm saying? I always had whatever I needed. You know what I'm saying? And then my uncles, it was just like that, man. My dad was a stand-up guy. Like, he was in a lot of my uncle's weddings and stuff. Like, he was that type of dude. Y'all probably know him now.
Yeah, for sure.
But in those years of transition when y'all were, he was living in New York when I was coaching y'all, but
you was a man, though. Like, you.
Yeah, like, I was just, I guess if you have all those older uncles and cousins that are closer to your age and older, I was grown early. Like, not in a bad way. You know, kids now, they think they're grown and talk to grown.
Yeah.
Like real responsibility type deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mom teaching me how to pay light bills, explaining stuff to me. I'm saying my dad always, I remember I had a lawnmower. That's me and Tay. It used to be crazy because his dad always worked swing shift. My dad would work whatever, like, but he would be able to take me to, I put the lawnmower in the back of the car and he'd take me to the appointment. And Tate would push his wherever he was going to cut grass, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'd push it. He had his little lawns. But my dad, he used to make me, he'd be like, I'm going to get these lawns lined up for you. Take me to them. Show me how to cut. I earned, you know, $800, $900 a summer. And he'd be like, whatever you earn, I'm going to match you. Go up to Fifth and Woods and all the stuff, the shops up in the bird. My dad, he's just a sharp dude. Always been like that.
Yeah,
yeah. And he's still right now. You know, he flying.
Good dude.
Like, he stay sharp. He wearing a Diodorus and,
Like, keeping it together.
Yeah, he been like, he don't change. He been like that forever, you know what I mean? So, he used to do that, man. He used to grab me and Cree and take us up there, let us go shopping. So, he always was there, man. He taught me a lot, man. I remember, you take me to a game at Moultrie, my mom might be at work or whatever. That's back when the Pinmark was smacking. You know what I'm saying? So he'd come to my game. My mom came to all of them and she wasn't working. So she'd be at the crib and he'd be like, look, man. He'd be like, game be over. I'd be there, hit like three home runs or something sweet. So all the dudes in the hood, they're gonna be like, man, how many home runs you get? He'd be like, look, man, I'm running the Pinmark. That's when the DeMario's was where I live at now. He'd be like, sit out here, man, chill, man. He'd be like, now, you know, can't tell your mom, man, right? You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I got you. I sit out here. He buy me a little Slim Jim chips, my juice. Man, he'd be in that drink like 2 hours. I'd just be out there like messing with back then it was like spoons and, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, what's up, little homie? You know what I'm saying? How you do today? You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. It just was, I'd be like, it just never was in me to do that. Like, I'd be like, man, I'm gonna be like, where y'all? He bad, man. We was at the game, whatever. I just stay in my lane. But my dad always been throwing, man. Always been a worker. Always was. When I remember being little, about my dad is, man, a lot of older people really respected him. I mean, he used to run track, but he wasn't no crazy athlete. But he always, man, my cousins, they're older than me. They always be like, man, your dad was throwing, man. Always.
He carry himself different.
Yeah, like, man, he taught me how to clean my shoes early. Just this whole swag. Like, man, he used to get up and iron my clothes every day before school. Like, that's...
What?
Yeah, straight up. Like, he'd be like, nah, pressed out.
Right,
I'm not...
You're going to be right.
Right, that's just...
Had that crease down
the
middle.
Yeah, he was cold with it. Clean, like, shoes back. Like, just was a smooth dude, but he always worked, you know what I mean? And whatever he did, he was always a top-notch guy, you know what I'm saying? But people don't know that because he moved away, but my family know, my uncles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys that are, like... you know, a little bit older than me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, Robbie and them, they lived up towards Pleasant View. So my dad was younger. Like, back then, he was old to me, but he's in his 30s, they in their 20s, their teens. You know, you move, you teach people stuff, but they all be like, my dad was a G. Like, so it wasn't that he wasn't there. They didn't separate till I was, like, 16. So I was down there.
Oh, so you had full.
Yeah, I was down there a grown man by then. So it was more of a thing with my brother. But even him and my dad's tight, my dad was always present. But he'd be like, you know, me and my brother moved differently, but I always had my dad, so people don't know that, though.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Right. Yeah. Facts. I'm not going to lie, man. When I first heard you was opening the joint, I was glad because to me it sounded like, this is the first time I'm hearing Los do some shit for himself. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when I called you, like, yo, I'm about to move to the crib, you like, yo, I moved you, boom, 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 you ain't charged me nothing. I'm like, yo, my crib.
He painted my crib.
Bruh, my shit flooded.
Bruh.
They came through, did the drywall, fixed the drywall, next to nothing. I'm like.
I bought this.
Boy,
I bought this
shit.
Bro, I bought this crib, bruh. I hit Los up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need my house painted. This man came through by one of the old heads from the hood, came through, was like, hey, listen, charge me. I didn't even realize how cheap it was until I started hitting other people up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, that's a good price. Cool. Yeah, I'll give you that. And then he was there like 3 days really putting in work. He was like putting in work and I'm like looking up online, like, how much they charge for this? I'm like, I hit Los up. I was like, bruh.
You tripping.
Yeah, like I'll give you the bread, man. Like, what, like, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying?
And that's why I'm like, when I heard you was putting in the bar, I'm like, Los is finally doing something for himself.
Yeah.
Because
man.
You the guy that everybody could call on when they need. And I'm like, yes. You know what I'm saying?
That's why we gotta support it.
This ain't even for herself.
You know what? You're right.
This is for his kid.
It's for his daughter. It's for his daughter. This ain't for him.
He about to be like, drinks is free. Goddamn shit.
You can't do that.
Hey, you can't do that.
Nah,
but, yeah, you can't.
But it's a little different.
Hey, Lowe's, charge a regular price for drinks, man.
Nah, we got to eat. You know what I'm saying? We going to eat for sure, man. And we going to, but you, there's things you can do, man. I'm already thinking about turkey drives and special nights. I'm on that. But for the hood, you know
again,
what I'm saying?
It sounds like free.
And you give back.
Sell them
when you're
out
blessed,
back.
You give back, man.
Just
I've
know
been
you.
Blessed, man.
Just know you got full access to okay. Witted Media and us, the Know It All Podcast.
Yeah, always, I appreciate always, that, man.
I'm talking appreciate commercials. That. Let's. Yeah. I'm talking consistent.
Yeah, whatever y'all need.
Anything.
Man.
No. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Right, whatever you need.
Go ahead. He can't even do it. He's too selfish.
He can't help it, yeah, man. Yeah.
But see, you got to think about the way I see it.
Look, he about to justify it.
No, right. Check this, though.
He about to Martin Luther King. Go ahead.
But this is the thing, man. Like, when I was coaching y'all, I was like, man, y'all ever, you know, when I got back, when I was done coaching y'all need something, holler at me. Like, people say that, but do they mean it? Man, like, if I said that, man, I meant it. You know what I'm saying? So, and now, like I said, again, I like the way y'all move. Like, so, let's just say if it was Carter, if it was your daughter, you know what I'm saying? If it was Callan, and when she get that age and she be like, yo, I need to get a paint, Dad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Am I going to be able? Because I didn't have her till I was 37, 36. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like.
You're going to need to reach back.
Right. But it's like the way I looked at y'all calling me, it's like her calling me. So, yeah. I got to charge y'all something because I'm paying people, but bare minimum, man. Like. Y'all's my guys. Y'all, and I tell her all the time, I'll be like, you got about 200 brothers. You know what I'm saying? You don't even.
Literally.
You know what I mean? I'll be like, she'd be like, when she's little,
she ain't going
like,
to be able to move around without
be like,
eyes on her.
She's like, what do you mean, Dad?
She's going to have to move out of Beaver Falls.
I'll be like, you'll understand it one day. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, you'll understand it one day. Now she's getting older, and she'd be like, nah, you know everybody. I'll be like, but she's like that too, man. That's my girl, man. She's like a sponge. She take it all in. It'd be funny, man, because she's competitive. And I just love being with her for real, man. Like, not just because she just
and
got that.
You're a girl dad for real.
Man, God wasn't going to give me no sons.
No. It's impossible. It's impossible.
I had all.
My it's son. In the works. It's right. It's in his nuts.
No, yeah. It's right. Impossible. Los cannot have boys.
Yes, he can.
No, it's a wrap.
When he gets like 50, and now. So he can't.
When I calmed down a little bit, he wasn't gonna give me no son at 36, man.
You just gotta do it from.
I don't think
you gotta
had
do it from
a son
doggy
at 36,
style.
You would have changed.
You gotta eat some clams.
No, I would be on my son.
I think was, I think you having a daughter like you know definitely puts you in a different kind of path.
It did. I talk about it freely because you can't be out here trying to do things for real and trying to hide nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I agree.
Acting so, like you're not who you were.
I'm owning all that. Whatever I had to deal with, I dealt with it. And I'm not saying everything was right or it was fair, but whatever it was, that's what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you then a real question. That moment when you walked out of that
class?
That basketball practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
And they came to get you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on purpose. That was by design.
Of course.
You know how they get down.
Because they could have done it quiet.
Yeah, but they didn't want to.
How did that feel?
I mean, at the time, it's like right now, man. It's like, you know, when you score a touchdown or it's in the moment, you know, when Lance hit that shot, you don't have time to think about it. Like, whatever I knew within my heart, you don't know how they plan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what happened before that with everybody else and all that. But you don't know what type of time they on. So come out the door, man. But you be watching things. Things is moving way before that. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention, man. My peripheral was nice. That's why I was a good quarterback.
Allegedly.
So when I'm coming out the door, man, you could it wasn't, you see these lights, that's
I
how bright
I can feel it in
lights,
the air.
Bullhorn lights.
You had a feeling it was coming for you.
I do the same things every time I come out a door, like when I came out that back door. How many years was I coaching? How many times I came out that door?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, and I could see it. It was coming. You know what I mean? It just happened real quick. But My main concern was for my man, man. I ain't even going to say his name. Y'all know who he is.
Mm.
That was with me. You know what I mean? He used to be our manager and stuff. And he family. That's my guy. And when it went down, I'm just like, I'm good. Like, y'all got me. But the yelling and all the bullshit they do to try to, and it wasn't all of them. There were some real mature professionals doing their job when they pulled down on me. You understand what I'm saying? Then there's always some
a couple extra. Dickhead.
Yeah, they extra. Don't,
yeah.
They've been watching Cops a lot, and you know what I mean? They want to show out. And it was just like a lot. I'm like, yo, chill, man. Y'all, if them people, when they come, they know your profile.
Right.
They, you know what I'm saying? They know everything about you. So if I'm coming out of hoop practice, what type of time am I on? You understand?
None.
So all this extra stuff, and now it's me, like, at practice, like, man, I'm ready. Fuck you. I'm ready. The certain ones, then it's always like, chill, click, like, you're good. Telling dude to pipe down. But, dude, you know, the person I'm with is scary, and it's pissing me off because it's unnecessary. You know what I mean? He ain't got nothing to do with this. You know what I'm saying? So that was my first thing, you know what I'm saying? And then it just, my emotions got involved because dude wouldn't stop. I'm like, man, get these off me. I'll fuck you up.
Right.
Like, I'm in my bag. I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? But the older professional dudes, they calmed it down and it went away. And then it just was a ride after that, man. Like, this is what it is, man. You just visualize things and take it in and just stand on what you was taught, man. Like,
that was it.
Never come with it. It just, and then,
so you went, you were down for how long?
5 years, pretty much. 4 years, 9 months.
4 years, 9 months.
But let's step back just after that. So that's just a day. That's a chance happening. Now, when things start to unfold, and because I remember it was like literally that week, there was somebody who was working at the school on the staff, and they had that free low shirt, whatever they had. And I thought, like, you think this is a game, my guy?
Yeah,
I wanted to go see this dude cause just because of the love I got for you. Now, that might be a friend. He might have really meant it, whatever. But I was like, we're not. He's not the type of guy you do that about right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're walking this dog right now. We got to see what's what.
What's what, yeah.
So after that, though, because I know whenever I got in my shit whenever I was a kid, it was crazy how I thought everybody that was behind me, how everybody just turned forward. It was like, nope.
Yeah.
And then it was like, wow, that's when you really see, like, oh,
right.
It'd be the people that's at the bottom that got you the most.
Yeah.
Them other people, they want to turn their back on you immediately. Yeah, they're always like this. Like, oh, you can't be next to him. He was in the paper. He's
right,
dead.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, did that happen to you? Or did you have a lot more support from the public than you thought?
And there's some thorough people out there, man. And I'm not saying that I'm not calling nobody out not being thorough. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, y'all know me.
Yeah.
So that was nothing to y'all. And I wasn't worried about people like y'all. I wasn't worried about the other people. But you know, I'm smart enough to know, man, I ain't get where I got. You know what I'm saying? I ain't graduate college and all these things being stupid. You know what I'm saying? So I just watched the line, man. If people stay on the line, they're going to say, this is Los every day. No matter if it was going to jail, no matter if it was fighting in the Elks, no matter if it was showing up at practice every day, being the first one there opening up the doors, it's so-and-so what you need. You're going to look at me for me. And there's a lot of people, man. Like, you know, you remember Miss McMillan that goes to all the basketball games?
Yeah.
Her husband.
Yeah. Adriana and them's grandma?
Yeah. I don't know if she is, but she was an algebra teacher. And But she was at the game the other night. They've been going since before I played.
Yeah.
But she was an algebra teacher and everything. Like, and if you look at her, you're going to be like, ain't no way. One of the thoroughest women I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She know me. You know what I'm saying? So it was nothing to her. Like, I went, she wrote me, like, never even, she didn't budge. And there was a lot of people like that. Then you get people.
There's a lot of politics after that. You know what I mean? You know, especially when it comes to school.
You with them every day in a professional setting. You know what I mean? Now it get funny, man. But that stuff don't worry me, man. I was going through things before them. I'm going to go through things after them. But when I came back around, like, this is why it never stopped me. That's why I'm here right now. That's why Catch 22 is present. You know what I'm saying? Because I know me. You know what I'm saying? If you know me, then you know me. So it's like, that stuff didn't affect me at all, for real, other than it gave me an opportunity to get in touch with God, which I always wanted to do. And I don't mean going to church, but the personal relationship, like, you know what I'm saying? That and I knew that something was going to happen to bring
Pastor
me to that.
Los.
You know what I'm saying? He just, I knew that was going to happen. That's what he needed to get my attention and to get me in a place where he could.
So you used the time. You used the time to just build yourself.
I wasn't even tripping off of being there at all. I wasn't tripping off of being there at all, other than not being with y'all and being with my family. And putting my mom through that, obviously.
And it being Groundhog Day every day.
Not seeing my daughter born, things like that. But, you know, you got, if you doing anything, man, if you doing anything, everything they put, I never read the paper. I never listened to none of the tapes.
I don't think. Never.
You know what I'm saying? So people bring up stuff, I'll be like, I don't know. I don't know what they said. But I know that 90% of it wasn't true. You know what I'm saying? But if there was 10% of it true,
that's all
then I got what I deserve. You feel what I'm saying? And now what I used to tell y'all, you got to own it. You know what I'm saying? This is, you got to be real with it. You can't fake it. Whatever it is, you got to own it. If you miss practice, don't be crying like you didn't. Why ain't I playing? Don't come to me with that BS. You know why you ain't playing. You in there and you ain't hustling. You ain't running these steps hard. You ain't playing defense. When I pull you out, I say, you ain't playing defense. I used to be like, why ain't you playing? I ain't playing no defense.
He was saying straight up.
Yeah. Like, I ain't got to tell you. I think me and you, back before you had the podcast back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Remember when we sat in the yard? I remember the hoodie out.
Yeah.
And we chopped it up. And I was like, man, I don't know. Because it was cloudy then.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the fundamentals don't change. The heart don't change. The love don't change. Just got to let it play out. Right. And then once, you know, as it goes on, the smoke started to clear. You're like, hold up, man. Hey, easy.
Does it bother you like moving forward, the whole stigma of not letting you coach anymore?
Nah, man. God do things for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's no way, Lowe's.
Is this God?
I think you're lying. I think you're being very political right now. I think you're being political.
He's more of a disciple than he is a Pharisee.
I think you're being very political right now. There's no way. You love coaching. You love being about.
It's a great analogy.
You love showing the kids.
And I do, you know what I mean? Like, I can still do that because I can still sit with you and tell you something. I know you're going to run it back to Carter.
100%.
See what I'm saying? Like, it's still coaching, man. Life is always coaching, but it's different levels. So the bond that we have built, you know what I mean?
You can still.
I can still touch him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You need to be the next
like,
DA.
Like, look at Slap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell, man, I don't do all, I go talk to him, man, and he'd be like, I know he's going to take something back to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he respects me enough and know that I ain't going to be. I'm not just saying, why are you running this? I ain't that dad in the stands. I never was that coach that was a dad. I didn't have no kids.
Yeah.
I'm out here because I didn't have to be there. You know what I mean? I'm losing bread. I'm losing everything. Like, because this is where I'd rather be than anywhere else with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So now it reciprocates. You know what I'm saying? Like, God does things for a reason. Maybe I'm not on the field. You know what I mean? I built that relationship with him. I got my daughter now, man. My head's clear. You know what I'm saying? But I can still sit down and talk football with you, and I know I ain't got to coach Carter, but I know he's going to get that information. You know what I'm
saying? Right, for sure.
So I don't even – you can sit there, and I can sit there and be bitter, man. They can't stop that.
It's crazy because you're a character guy. You care about, like, and I do too. I care about my perception, like what people think of me. I want to always look like,
I'm doing
the right thing. I'm on my shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like to take that hit and then everybody know your business because like, you know, a few people know my business, few people know yours, but like everyone doesn't know our business.
Right.
When it comes out and everyone in Beaver Falls and Beaver County know everything that's going on with you, mm-hmm. that would bother me. Yeah. I don't know how I'd respond to that situation, and I don't know how we would be able to rebuild in that same situation. And you put yourself in a situation where you rebuild, like you've been doing nothing but doing everything to rebuild everything to get yourself in the best light.
Mm-hmm. Because he almost had a shot of beating the head guy.
Yeah, so, for sure.
He was next man up to me.
So that whole thing there, man, push. Like I probably could have been the head guy, but me, you got to know yourself though, man. I do self-evaluations constantly. I mean, and you got to look yourself in the mirror. And I was always good with that. Like some people, that's what's wrong with a lot of coaches, man. They can't look themselves in the mirror and say, it's me. And coaching is no different than playing. You got to put your work in to get better. Coaches get better. You know what I'm saying? Like if I coach now, I'd be crazy with it. When I coached y'all, I was, now that I look at it, I was like, man, I was a terrible coach. But what I was, but what I was a good motivator. A good
you was
mentor.
A phenomenal motivator.
And that's more important than being a coach.
Like made, made me cry.
It's more important right. than X's and O's.
I don't even remember the bad coaching. Yeah. I remember the,
I mean,
to be honest,
you couldn't know it.
First off, I don't remember him actually
like,
coaching.
To be honest, I think like Marco's like that. I don't think he's more of an X and O's guy. I think he's an extremely good motivator.
Yeah.
Makes so he'll go out there and he'll make the kids want to run through a fucking brick wall.
And you got to think about it.
They got that championship tomorrow, and I'm
where's
so
it at?
It's in Freedom.
Okay. Yeah, he's Mark. To me, I don't think he knows more football than me. But as far
clearly
as midget coach, he's a better midget coach than I ever was. To me,
I mean, this man won a billion championships in Beer Falls.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like
sweeps,
even and this is wild to say.
We've been running sweeps forever. We ain't winning any championships, man.
Like I never coached twerps and stuff. But I thought Scoob was a great twerps coach, but when he got the midgets, it was difficult.
It was difficult.
You know what I mean? So what Marco is doing, it's not about what you know, man. First of all, the main thing is getting in touch with the kids, being able to motivate.
And he touches the kids.
That's it.
He touches the kids.
And I think that's because he's winning.
That's what I love about
him. No, I feel like
I feel like it's because Marco's winning at life.
We got some more?
Marco's winning at life, so
we got
he's
some
able
more?
To connect
what
with the kids. Yeah, we out of tequila, ain't we?
Yeah, I think we gone.
Can I get one of these Haydens? The basil?
That oh, you
dark,
got some basil?
That dark rye. Wiz says specifically dark
fire.
Rye.
My bro Wiz.
Cause they
oh,
had,
Wiz got you the basil?
They had the big bottle.
But they brought it for me.
We gifted it to him, man.
You know, that's my bro. That's my mini me in Pleasantview there, boy. Mm-hmm. That's my guy.
But I wish he came out.
I was wondering. I was gonna actually text you.
But you keep. I keep forgetting it's Friday. Like you could have.
Yeah. Nah, Wiz said he was burning.
Yeah. But it.
Hey, love you, bro. Get it together, man. When you regroup, we got you, cuz.
But nah, that's like, man. Growing up with him and JP, man, or them growing up with me. Man, to see what they do, what they doing, and the way they move with y'all, man.
It's
that's
phenomenal.
What I'm saying. That's what it is. That's what it's about. Like, it, man, it, I look at them dudes, man. They JP lived two doors down from me in the projects. We lived on the other side, man. And it's just like every day, man. Them dudes, they was quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Good looking dudes. They, with the way they live their life, man, is phenomenal, man, and the way Wiz take care of his family and his mom, man, and their togetherness, that's what it's about, man. Then JP getting married, and JP used to go to work like a grown man.
Right.
Hey, you
JP was working more hours.
Going to Pizza Joe's.
He was the first dude I knew putting money away for a whip and
got that white trailblazer, bro. Like he was really doing it.
He
white?
Was it black? How you know about
shooting out the back?
Was it black or white? Maybe that was my mom's.
You talking about the blazer?
The blazer was black, was it?
Blazer was black.
It was black. My mom's was white.
Came with a nose ring.
JP out there dealing with me.
Came with a nose ring.
On the regular, coaching wise, I'm on his top because I wanted him to be great. But this man got car payments, man. He had a 2,000 whatever it was maximum pulling out of practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm driving hoopties. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, but man, it's just a tribute to his mom and his family and just the man he is, man. Like, but I just remember being little out there tossing the ball with him and Wiz, man. They, before the high school games, you know what I'm saying?
I want to hear like some what's. Who is the best athlete you've ever coached in Beaver Falls?
Favorite or best? Or let's
we'll
go both.
We'll do both.
Because we know who the best players are.
We'll do both.
It's okay if you hurt somebody's feeling.
The best athlete I coached.
I feel like I know what he's going to say.
It's just flat out athlete?
Yeah, athlete. We all know the best athletes, though.
The best athlete I ever coached is Mo.
Really?
That's crazy.
Okay.
Over Todd.
The best athlete. Oh, jump 7 foot, run, and tie Gooseby.
Yeah.
They always thought they were like, Ty was probably a little stronger, Mo a little more graceful. You know what I'm saying? But if you just talking flat out, straight up athlete, jump, run, could be in the league, them is the top two.
Okay. So before we go on to.
They ain't start over me?
Before we go on to your favorite. If there's a young Moab coming up, what advice you got for a young Moab coming up?
a young Moe. Be like an older Moe.
Yeah, don't be a
that
dickhead.
That would be the advice. Look at Moe now and be that guy from the door and you going to the league.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because Moe is a solid guy, man. Oh, he always been a solid guy. Mm-hmm. His dad, his family is top notch. You know what I mean? Mr. Moe.
But Moe was in Moe's way.
You know what I mean?
But, when he was younger.
That's how I beat him.
He was trying to get there too fast, and he was trying to cut corners.
You got to like you said, put the work in. But his dad always been solid. You know what I'm saying? He got good fundamentals.
Yeah.
And you go back to the fundamentals, like I said. But more importantly, what he did in life is big. But you can always look into my UP records and just going to say freshman.
Right, because that's when I knew.
That's the type of talent he had. Man.
That's when I knew he was a monster when I seen him up IUP.
It was easy to him.
Yeah.
It was light work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if he would have bought into, not even to what, there was nothing I could teach Moe. I never dunked like Moe. But I knew if he would have just, man, you isolate Moe, his routes was crisp, his legs is long, his hands is great when he want to, when he's focused. He going to run by you, he going to go, he going to do it all, man. He was top notch, you know what I'm saying? So him and Tyrone is A1 and AB.
So that's
Tyrone was, man.
Unreal.
Man.
Yeah, but Tyrone
was a freak.
Tyrone was out of position. I thought Tyrone
should have been the first 6'4 corner in the league.
I thought when we got
a corner,
when we became seniors, we was going to be as big as
Tyrone. I'd have put him in a blender. He should have been an outside linebacker. Yeah,
somebody, he could have been corner
somebody,
easy.
If somebody worked,
I played with him. He was.
I know you covered him. He was not good. Too.
You talking about high school?
High school. He was not good at cover.
But what I'm telling you, when they went to those big receivers, even when he's out of position, his recovery speed, and if you're coming up supporting the run in the league at 6'4", thick.
6'2".
Whatever it is, they're going to put 6'4 in the program.
All right.
It's
but that's
true.
What I'm saying. But imagine coming off that edge.
His legs are definitely thick.
He could have been whatever he wanted.
Broad shoulders, put some weights in.
But he could have not even been that good.
If these kids would have went to better schools, they'd be better,
right, better positions.
But you gotta want that too, man. That it don't, you know, maybe Moe didn't want that for himself. I mean, maybe he was just content with just doing what he was doing. And that's what I had to learn as a coach, man. Like, if I was day size, I know. Because my drive, would my drive have been that crazy, though?
If you were that size.
If you already had those tangibles that you could just do it.
Right.
But don't you think that got something to do with the school they was at when there was no weight program, where there was really no backing unless we was winning?
I mean,
I remember I was supposedly about to go to States. We was getting dinners all the time. Everybody was showing up. Next year, everybody gone. You know what I'm saying? It was over.
But this is my thing.
Beaver Falls never got behind Beaver Falls.
I'm the type of guy that feed off of that, though.
Rusty
Nails and Spoiled Milk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll never
forget that sugar water, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be regular water. That shit f***ed me up. I'm like, what?
Got
what
you are you drinking?
It was literally sugar. I remember the red whip, the two-door.
Yeah. The jet.
And it was
Volkswagen.
Straight sugar water.
Man, we out here, man. This is one thing, man. Like, we can say, I ain't going to go into names, who didn't do what they're supposed to do at the school and this and that and the other, man.
Carbone.
They weren't letting us in the weight room. And
Carbone.
Handcuffing us with all these things, man.
The coaches, Mancini.
Bump that, man. I'm going to do it. If I can't get no weights, I'm going to do 1,000 push-ups. I'm going to do Herschel Walker to you then. That's what I got to do. Y'all don't want to let me in the gym, I'll go over to the chains and get my 1,000 shots in. That's what it has to be if you want.
A lot
to
of people don't have that, though.
But as a good organization, though, they should be doing it, because they're doing it everywhere else except for one other school.
So you think about these schools in the inner city, man. You think they struggle worse than we do?
Hell no.
I mean, academically, but I'm saying.
I guarantee you, they got a better program put together.
You look at Quip, how they had to come through.
They're focused. They know what they need.
But I'm just saying, this just didn't happen.
And in Aloquippa, they run their own organization.
Yeah, right. They do.
They bring in people from their town to run their kids.
They understand the culture is important.
Yeah,
exactly.
Where in Beaver Falls, we run from our culture.
Right.
Because
everybody got to give up culture.
We're focused more on the politics, and we think that we need to present ourselves as this in order to become this.
No, and you don't.
Whereas Aloquippa embraces it and says, yo, we got it.
You know what's crazy? We beat Aloquippa all the time as youths.
Until you get that 2-year
And then we
gap,
get to high school.
And then they go.
And then we lose.
I mean, right. Even in high school, we used to be like, I don't know how. You know what I'm saying? I know how, because we get up for that game, man. But the weight room, there's a lot of things that could have been better, man. And this is what bothers me about the whole coaching thing. Like, I'm good. Like, I never coached for no recognition. I never coached to try to, like, fulfill something I didn't achieve. But what bothers me is, like, if I would have, I believe this, and I might be wrong, man, but I believe if I would have stayed on that straight path and embraced, like, if I wanted them jobs, man, if I would have pushed myself to get them jobs, I would have had them. I would have had both of them. I believe that.
Like,
but
you'd have been an Arshmianic.
Right. But at the time, I was sidetracked. I mean, I was sidetracked or whatever. But it bothers me now because I feel like I slighted y'all in a way by not doing that. It wasn't about, like, I was like, man, I don't need to do that. I'm good. I'm out there with the kids. I'm getting them together. They respect me. And I'm going to push them to the break, whether I'm the head coach or not. And if the head coach got a problem with it, I'll see him too. If I'm coaching with you, it says it go back to being loyal. I don't agree with all the things the coaches that was the head coaches was saying.
But it's their call.
But, yeah, it's their call all nice. Day. And I loved them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not rolling with you if I don't love you. I mean, and I'm going to be loyal. So if your parents come down here, I know them from the hood. I'm like, look, he coaching, man. You got to if you wasn't hustling, I got to tell the truth. Nah, your son ain't doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. But I want
you used to call it out all the time.
I want your dad to pull down on me. Look, man, let me holler at you. What's up? Because
you're going to keep it a thing.
I'm going to be like, Jay, man, nah, he should be starting. You know why he ain't? Because he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. Ask him about it.
Yeah.
Ask him about it.
Straight up.
I used to do it with Mo. Yeah, ask him. I'm not making this up. I love him. I'm not trying to hurt y'all. Now, if y'all ain't doing right, you got to hurt the program.
The team is important.
Yeah, the most important. Me and you used to butt heads all the time.
Oh, all the time.
Because I thought you was a superstar, but you didn't think it for yourself.
That's dread. Hey, that's real.
I'll be like, look. And I used to emphasize. I'll be like, look, I'm not playing with you, man. Like, because you're supposed to be out here dogging people. You and Kaylin. I used to ride y'all the worst.
The worst.
Because we needed y'all.
Like, yeah.
That changed the whole dynamic thing. We had a solid nucleus. And I'm like, y'all gotta be what y'all supposed to be, what y'all was when y'all was coming through the whole time.
Everything else, yeah.
And it happens.
It really does. It was hard to. I feel like I was burnt out as a kid.
What you mean, like?
Like burnt out, like as far as
When you made it to the top, whatever you was, just like okay,
yeah.
This,
I mean,
like, I'm done.
My dad was putting. You know I'm saying like there wasn't a lot of kids playing three sports really. You know what I'm saying? We was playing.
Everybody was.
No, there wasn't.
I was. Everybody I knew was.
Playing it at an extreme high level. I thought I was playing everything at a decently good level. You know what I'm saying?
Good, because you was on all sorts.
And then, you know, football.
Everybody
that was probably my least favorite sport.
Everybody right. catches up eventually.
Like I cared about basketball. I cared about baseball more than that. And then I just happened to be good in football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like, man, y'all boys better just put me the fuck out there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't care about no practice. Yeah. And that's not a good mentality to come into anything because, and you know what's crazy? My son is the same way.
Now you can nip that right now. You know what I'm saying? That's why you be on him.
How do you nip it when you have, I had a Los that was there. Telling me, hey, you gotta act differently. I had a dad that was doing the same thing.
Oh, you're tripping.
So I don't know. I don't know when it comes to him, what's going to.
Is he
going to
shut you out? Who's he going to listen to? On
who's
side?
He going to listen to? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where you go in that moment.
So I never. One thing I didn't. I never wanted to do was like exclude dads, man. No, but it was cool because
you didn't.
I knew your dad, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, I knew your dad not on a heavy level, but he wasn't he going to let you play. You're down here, I signed him up, he going to work hard, you're going to be respectable. And that's the type of, then you got these dads that want to show up and try to tell you what you ain't doing and doing.
My son's a quarterback.
Yeah.
But is he though?
Yeah.
I see him out in the backyard working.
They're going to push down on you too, like, yeah, my son's a quarterback, you know what I mean? Like.
I've been working with him.
Right. But me, man, like, I didn't have no problem. Like, come on, let me talk to you. I mean, and back then, I mean, we had no weight program. I'm in the weight room every day with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Morning session and night session. And I'm doing push-ups. And I'm drinking big beer and eating big wings. My stomach's big. My arms big.
I used to do it. Hey, yeah, man, y'all ain't out here working hard. Right, I'm like, no, you ain't working
so
hard.
So it's like, and some of them dads used to get out of line. I'd be like, look, man. And I was younger than them. So they be like, look, you don't want to do this. Chill out. You
know, chill out.
I'm very polished. Like, I'm coming to you like a man. So pipe down. And you're so not going to tell me what to do.
One of the things, like, so I coach baseball, basketball, and football. The thing I always want to do is I let the kids kill themselves. When the parents get mad, they approach me about why they think their kids should be starting, why their kids should be doing something like this, I'm like, come to practice.
And watch.
Real tight. Like, this is not something that where I'm trying to do something to slight your child.
Yeah.
I'm doing for the best of the team. I'm doing whatever I can possibly do to make sure everybody succeeds and we win games.
Absolutely.
If your son doesn't want to produce and practice, doesn't want to do these certain kind of things, he's not going to play. Mm-hmm. So every single time a parent has ever came up to me ever, I say, come down to practice and watch the product.
Absolutely.
Watch the product, and then you'll never be mad at me afterwards. Mm-hmm. And a lot of coaches, I don't think, do that. They just let...
No, I don't think a lot of parents do that because they just think that's my baby. That's especially the girls.
True, parents.
They're the worst.
This is the difference between us and Quip. Their parents ain't playing that shit.
Right. Like, you're going to do what they want.
Yeah. What the coach tell you? And then you be like, I should be playing. Now, they going to come watch. And then you be out there getting smacked by the big dogs. And you get the crown and shit. They be like, get your punk ass back out there and do what your coach
that's
told
what you want to do. If you want
to
play.
Down here...
No, they get coddled.
Why ain't my son getting the ball? Man, we trying to win first. No, we trying to teach too. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets in the kids' head. Well, they should be giving me the ball. My coach don't like that because the parents put it in their head. Up quick, they don't do that, man. It's like, look, get out here and be a dog or just be a role player or just be on the damn team.
Hey, another. Come over here real quick.
Yeah, come on over, man.
Come over real quick, Chops.
Because I bet it on Cam and Trey Calls.
Huh? Hey, listen. Literally. Huh?
Y'all another came through one. Thorough, man.
Exactly like Los, man. Like,
how you doing?
Good, how you?
I'll see you in a minute.
What's up,
my brother.
How you?
Hey, listen. This man, no, you stay, you gonna be in camera. He was there the same time when Los was there.
Facts.
Coaching with us.
Dirt.
That's my dirt.
I miss
literally, like, putting in all that work, trying to make us the best men, beyond football players, the best men that he can possibly make us. To where you guys literally became brothers to me beyond.
Y'all wasn't hard because y'all already had it in y'all.
Literally.
You know what I mean? We just gave y'all a little push. Y'all already had it in y'all. I salute and I'm proud of every one of y'all, man.
Joseph,
you got some more work to do, but you coming. We ain't giving up.
I had Lewis. I missed you.
You know, hey, listen.
I'll catch you on the back end.
Imagine this. Me and Lowe's. Me and Chops, we don't even work out.
That was a good exit. He slid off.
Yeah. Me and Chops don't even work out, but we work out every single day together. Mm. He sent me his workout. I send him my workout every day.
That's crazy.
Every single day.
Well, one of y'all's lying.
No. It's video. Video. That's send a video of what
What's
you
up?
Did today.
Give me an example of a workout.
I just sent him man-makers.
Full. Mm.
Man-makers, 10 sets of 10.
What's your weight looking like on the man makers now? Still 15?
75 pounds.
Man-maker, that's a lot for man makers.
No, man makers is just about the movement.
The movement. 75 pounds is a lot of
weight. That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight.
Aluminum?
Man, I can do this for all night, man. I appreciate y'all letting me
see,
do this.
See, it's easier than you think it is.
But real talk, man.
And you was probably nervous about it.
Nah, I ain't nervous about nothing.
Ooh, okay. Hey, time out, man. Everybody come in the camera, man. We're going to wrap it up with everybody.
Come on, man. Everybody come in the camera, man.
Let's go.
Everybody, get a drink. Come in the camera, man. This for low. This is hood love. Hood love. This is birthday. On, everybody came
on,
out.
Come on back here. Come on, get a shot.
Everybody come in.
These
everybody
are them
come
day
in.
Ones, man. These are them day ones.
Right. Yeah,
these are them on. Day ones. These are them day ones, man. This is. There couldn't have been nothing better, man. My birthday time.
Nah, Loso was in here. Loso's birthday yesterday. Later.
Yeah, man. Been doing this a long time with y'all.
Man. Long time, man. Love you, love
man,
you,
we just
man.
Getting started. Love you too, bro.
And you
love
see, you, and you see, you
we
see the support you get.
You see the elevation. We, how, man, this podcast is beautiful. We trying to. This is y'all's spot, man. Whenever y'all need to do whatever y'all want to do, it ain't nothing. Hey, let's do it.
You see the support, man. Everybody got their drinks, man. We about to do a drink right now. You know what I'm saying, happy birthday joint. Hey, yo, Joe, you gonna sing happy birthday?
Everybody got a drink?
The black birthday? Happy birthday to...
All right, that was...
Oh, that
was I'm just saying, man.
The Stevie Wonder's birthday.
I got YouTube. I seen y'all online.
I can't get over Crash saying that he was good in hoops.
That's crazy.
No. You got to tell me. Like, was Crash good in hoops?
Oh, you don't remember?
No, I never seen Crash.
He fought people playing hoops. Was he good at
ask
hoops?
Your dad.
Why you always snitching? That's what I He said, why you always snitching? Hey, yo, you
free
you
nutty.
Tell tape. Nutty. You tell tape.
Yeah.
And that's real. Let's get him up.
Look, this is the boss right here.
That's the boss.
That's the boss, man.
You got everything
like
lined up?
Like I said, that's my niece. That's my bro's daughter, man. She gonna be here. She gonna be representing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She on the younger side. We gonna keep the, we got the older side, but.
I feel like we needed some rap music right now. We could just be like, right. And like,
yeah. I know C's got it.
Jukebox, yeah. Hey. Jukebox.
Oh.
Who's gonna have that metal detector when y'all open up the.
Don't play. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm warning them down.
And then, we gonna handle
they
all.
They already here.
That's it.
We police ourselves. You come
that's
in here.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
You got somebody coming to your house to do what they want?
License, never in life.
License to carry. Saying.
This is our house. Ain't nobody coming here doing that.
That's it.
Our house. Now, this ain't my house. Our house.
Keep it home. Like home.
Happy birthday.
Love you, boy.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Catch 22.